Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Rosemary Roast of Walk in the Woods in Winsted, Connecticut, focuses on holistic wellness. At 100 Whiting Street at the iconic Whiting Mills, patrons can walk into Walk in the Woods and find on the main floor a location for all of their holistic wellness needs. Rosemary is an herbalist and uses art as wellness therapy. We'll talk about Walk in the Woods, about artist therapy, and so much more here on Nutmeg Chatter. Rosemary, thank you for coming here to WAPJ Torrington Community Radio to talk to us on Nutmeg Chatter.
Well, thank you, Joe, for the opportunity. It's a pleasure.
It is a pleasure for me as well. I enjoy going to Whiting Mills. Whiting Mills is such a wonderful location, such a great collection of artists. I shouldn't even use the word collection. It's more of a co-op of artists, if you will, a group of artists with a shared purpose of wanting to be able to create art in their own unique space. And on some occasions, especially on the third Sunday of some months, to have a special open studio. And I think that's when I first visited Whiting Mills. It wasn't the first time that I visited you, because you visited Karen Rossi's studio in Torrington. And so I believe we met then. But when I came to Walk in the Woods, at the Whiting Mills studio, I just enjoyed, you know, being in that particular location. It was very warm and inviting, and I enjoyed that, and so I wanted to have you come on the program.
Well, it's great to be here, and I have to say, I love that old building myself. It's an honor, and I just feel so blessed to have space there.
How did you find that particular building? Were you in the area already? Had you heard about it from other artists? Or
I had heard about it, but it was then and continues to be, in some regards, one of the best kept secrets in Winsted. It is off the beaten path, so to speak,
it
a
is,
bit.
Yeah.
But I just felt, when the first time I visited, I said, oh, I think I'm supposed to be here.
You felt it. You felt that connection. And, I think from the first time that I visited your studio moved. Did it move to a larger space
Yes,
Whiting
it
Mills?
Did. It moved to a larger space. I need a little more elbow room to do all the things I love to do.
That's right. And that's a great opportunity to be able to expand and to grow within the location within Winsted. Now, the third Sunday events, that was an event that brought me there. And so is that the type of event that you enjoy having there, and do you hope to have more?
I love the third Sunday opportunities. I'm there every weekend, so the third Sunday isn't a big deal to me. However, it's so nice because there are a number of studios throughout the entire building that agree to be there open from 11 to 4 on the third Sunday of every month. So it does create this opportunity for many open studios every single month of the year.
Do you find that people kind of come in and they don't know what to expect? They may have heard about it from friends, and then they come in and they're surprised that there is so much creativity and artwork and vitality right there in this former hosiery factory. Actually, it is what it was.
Yep.
And now it's this renovated and beautiful location for the creation of art.
Yeah. You know, people are surprised. You know, there's art, there's a hobby shop, there's all kinds of crafts, there's a couple of herbalists in the building. There's so much there.
Sure.
And people are surprised by the diversity of, you know, what is in each studio, but also to appreciate, especially out-of-town visitors, appreciate that there's this old building, you know, a Victorian building that is being maintained and is having new life breathed into it.
Now, you use the term herbalist, so I want to bring that to the, I guess, bring that to the forefront. How did you develop the interest in being an herbalist? Is this something from from childhood? Is this something that just through experiences along the way you gravitated towards it?
It's a long story, so let me see if I can
Okay.
encapsulate it. It's been a lifelong passion. I feel like I had it in me from a little girl.
A lifelong journey. That's what I,
Yeah,
yeah.
just going out in the woods and the fields and somehow just knowing certain things. But then later on in life, I started organic gardening, and that was a reintroduction to bringing plants into the garden to nourish the soil and the plants. And in essence, that's when the plants really started speaking to me, saying, if I'm this good for the soil and I'm this good for your food, what else might I be good for? And boom, it took off in the late 70s.
Organic gardening, that was something that was that I assume that you were probably ahead of the curve as it relates to the interest that now is a very important aspect in 2017. But something tells me that you had discovered organic gardening far earlier.
Well, it was around 1979 that I committed myself to organic gardening after doing gardening the year prior in the conventional ways and going, this doesn't feel right, this doesn't smell right, there must be some other way.
Right. Okay. Well, in terms of the being an herbalist, then could you define that for me? What does that mean?
Well, as a holistic herbalist, my number one appreciation and sort of my connection to all life is the earth. And so I look to the earth. I call her Nona Gaia, Mother Earth, Grandmother Earth, and I look to her for everything that we need, our food, our shelter, our medicine, everything we need to nourish and sustain ourselves. So that for me is what herbalism is. And when I define herbalism to most folks, initially I quote the words that are credited to Hippocrates, the father of modern Western medicine, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. So again, it connects back to the whole
Interesting.
gardening thing again.
Very nice. Very nice. And the location and within Whiting Mills, as I said, is a former factory, but it's been renovated. But within your space, it's very warm and and inviting, if you will. Is that something that was important to you when you were creating your space?
It always is. But on the same token, even at home, I tend to move things around and change things according to season. Granted, my space at Whiting Mills is a little more fixed, but I do try to change and flip things around to just suit what's going on in the moment. And I do ultimately hope that it is warm and welcoming to everyone that comes in.
Now, when people come in, they might look around for the different herbs that they are. They might be specifically looking for herbs and that you provide. But there's another aspect of what you do, which is art as healing. And I think that's really interesting. Could you tell me a little bit more about that?
Well, primarily, again, going back when I was a little girl, short story is art sort of helped me through a challenge in school where they thought something was wrong with me, and well, I was sent to the school psychologist and wouldn't talk to him either, the same thing as I wouldn't speak to any of the adult teachers. And he had me draw. He gave me paper, crayons, had me draw. And basically, the short story is he sent me back saying, leave her alone when she has something to say. She'll say it.
Wow.
And so to this day, I use art as a form of creative expression. And for me, creative expression is medicine. And primarily, what I do is a thing called heart journaling or art journaling. Many people like myself who do art journaling, we call it heart journaling because that's our goal is to express our passions, express what's in our heart, get it up and out. In a way that is beneficial and good and healing.
When someone's doing the art journaling, the heart journaling, what does that entail? Does that mean like working on a in a book, and you're drawing in the same book every day, or is it something else?
Well, the
It
answer
can
is
be.
yes to all of the
Yes
above.
to
So,
all. Okay.
yeah, but for me, I actually have several art journals going at once. And it all depends on, what I have with me, or some have themes depending on what I want to work on. But yeah, it's a combination of writing and creating art. And just as an example, one of the things I love sharing with folks is we all have challenges in life. And rather than carrying those challenges inside of our body, where we can then create dis-ease and potentially illness, is to get those expressions up and out of our body. And some things are hard to express. And so to write them down in a journal gives them, they are made manifest in the world. And then to create art on top of those words, so one, no one will ever read them. Those are your words. You express them, and then you can create something beautiful on top of that. Is a way to heal and mend and grow and evolve.
Well, as we come up on our first break, we'd like to kind of explore that when we get back. Talk about what type of classes or what type of work you do with your customers, with the people who come in to walk in the woods. I'd also like to explore a little bit about that. That name, Walk in the Woods, because it seems very important to you as a person and to what you have created. So we're going to talk about that when we come back right here on Nutmeg Chatter. And I'm Meg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk here at Torrington WAPJ. I'm speaking with Rosemary Roast of Walk in the Woods. Her location in Whiting Mills in Winsted, Connecticut, is a location where customers can find a resource for their holistic wellness needs. And as we just concluded the first segment, we were talking a little bit about art journaling, or heart journaling, as it were, and how that can benefit a particular person who comes in. And I wanted to explore that a little bit. Do you give classes for that sort of thing? Are there ways that customers do that with you, or learn to do that from you?
Once a month, on the fourth Saturday of every month, I have 3 hours open for anyone who wants to come in and heart journal with me. From noon to three, we sit down. I always start with a little ceremony, so to speak, to call in my muse. And then anyone who's with me, they can call in their muse as well. Sometimes I have a theme. For instance, tomorrow I'll be exploring the ancestors and taking a look at what that means to me now in this season and in life as a whole, and doing some art journaling around that. But yeah, for those 3 hours, it's really what I call a self-facilitated session, where I just help you get started and we all create and express together. I share some techniques with mixed media. People don't need any experience and they can create really lovely, artful expressions. Yeah.
That's nice. When did you first start that idea of every fourth Saturday doing that? Is that something that was new, or is that something that you've been doing for a while?
I think I've been doing this for a couple of years now. It's kind of hard to tell. Mm-hmm. I lose track after a while.
Yeah, that makes okay. And but that's something that's an opportunity for people to come and explore and know art. They don't have to be professional artists to come. No experience is necessary, just a desire to have the type of experience where they can come in. They would need to provide their own materials, I would assume?
Some people come in with their own materials. Others can come in, just bring their bodies and their heart, and I supply them, get them started with a real simple journal, so to speak, for them to try it, because it's an opportunity to try something that may or may not resonate with you. So I don't want anyone going out and buying an art journal and art supplies when they can come and play and see if it's a good fit
so
for them.
It's not required to bring in your Bristol board and your charcoal. Okay, fair enough. That's just clarifying for folks. So there are different events within Walk in the Woods that can be experienced. There's the third Sundays of every month, where people can do an open studio tour and you're there. But then there's also Saturdays, and I'm sorry, could you just repeat for the audience, when on those Saturdays, it's the fourth Saturday, And what are the times?
The fourth Saturday of every month is Heart Journaling Day from noon to 3 p.m.
Noon to 3 p.m. That's what I wanted to clarify. And although you had said tomorrow, that's we're recording it on one particular day, but it may this will be aired later. So unless it happens to be right before the fourth Saturday of a particular month, just bear in mind it is the fourth Saturday of any particular month, and but it's from noon to three, and that's an opportunity to do the heart journaling, which is fantastic. Do you have any other type of scheduled programs at Walk in the Woods?
I do. Again, once a month, on the herbal side of things, on the third Thursday, evening of every month, we have an herb of the month where we focus on one particular botanical, take a look at some of its botany, where it grows, how it grows, and then getting into some of its uses as food, as medicine. And that's third Thursdays, what is it, from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the evening.
Wow. Okay. So there are different. I notice that there are different times. So this gives people different opportunities. They might not be able to come at a noon type of thing, but maybe they can come at a 6 p.m. thing, or maybe they can come on a Sunday. So you have opportunity, but different opportunities for people to come and explore Walk in the Woods. Now, Walk in the Woods is very has a very iconic phrase to it, and it's a obviously a phrase that's very special to you. You've named your that location that is so very important to you, you've named it Walk in the Woods. Tell me about that. Tell me about the, what that means to you.
Yeah, I'm not really sure how I ended up choosing the name as my business name, but I can say that, yeah, it definitely means a lot to me. And again, as a form of medicine, going back to those days when I was a little girl, and then especially as I got a little older, growing up in southern Delaware, there were a lot of woods and open fields and farmland. And those were the places I would go to. Be by myself, but not by myself, to be with the trees and the plants. And for me, it was often a place of medicine, to go and just shake off the challenges of the world and be in the quiet and the peace and just with nature. So yeah, the woods was usually the place I went to.
Very nice. And we happen to be recording this in autumn when the leaves are changing, and so it's a very beautiful moment in New England, because and people come to New England specifically to see the leaves changes, and so walks in the woods are very important this particular time of the year. In terms of Delaware and the southern Delaware, I'm actually familiar with it. I traveled extensively in the Mid-Atlantic region at a certain point in time, so I can actually picture that idea of finding those quiet places to go and explore and commune with nature, so to speak. And so that's something that's very important too, that you now try to bring, that experience within Walk in the Woods in Winsted. So very, very cool. What are do you have any other type of events, or are there any what are there any particular hours that you have at Walk in the Woods that people should know about so that they can come visit?
Well, I do have a couple other regular monthly things that I
Yeah.
offer. On the fourth Fridays of every month, again, it's an evening from 6 to 8, and it's called Tea and Healing for Women. And it's just a chance for women, by any definition, I say, but it's a chance for women to come together and share our dreams and actions we hope to take to bring medicine into the world, and to help ourselves heal and to help the world heal and help thing, you know, help the world be maybe a little better place than it is at the moment. And also on the third Fridays of every month, I have what I call, I'm not even sure what to call it, but I call it Free Friday Holistic Clinic. And it's an opportunity for people to come and schedule a time with me for a holistic wellness consultation or healing session. So it's risk-free for people who aren't really sure what this stuff is, and a chance to maybe try it at no cost. And it's especially targeted for people who feel that these kinds of services might be out of their financial reach. For me, it's an expression of social justice to make something that I do that might add value to someone available to someone who might not feel it's within their reach.
Well, as we come up on our second break here, we're going to put a pin in that and then come back to that, because I'd like to talk a little bit more about the social justice side of things, if that is of interest to you, as well as the fact that you're currently in Winsted for this location. What are your thoughts in terms of Winsted as a community and a burgeoning artist community? So we're going to talk about that and so much more when we come back on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk, here in studio at WAPJ, Torrington Community Radio. I'm speaking with Rosemary Roast of the Walk in the Woods, which is located in Winsted, Connecticut. Now, you have we talked about the fact that you've been doing this particular work since 90s. Did you say 97? You've been, it's a journey for your entire life, if you will.
1994 was the second step, but I was practicing under the name Walk in the Woods prior to that, even.
Well, prior to that.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Was it always in Winsted, or did you move there from someplace else? From Delaware or elsewhere?
Actually, no. It's definitely all came to life in Connecticut. And it was sometime in the early 80s that I was still working in the corporate world, and I created this weekend business, because I don't know, I guess I didn't need any time off, but but again, when you're passionate about something, you make
your
it
passion.
Happen.
Absolutely.
And that's when as a sole proprietorship, I came up with the word, the name Walk in the Woods.
Wow. Now, what do you think of Winsted as an artist community? I mean, there's an artist community specific to Whiting Mills, but I'm starting to see even more and more interest in that particular region.
Yeah, I mean, I'm excited about some of the things I'm seeing happening in Winsted. Certainly Whiting Mills, of course, because that's my home away from home.
Absolutely.
But there's the Mad River coming, that's happening now. And even down the street a little further is, I just want to say, the Edge, where there's renovations happening and businesses going in, and a food co-op, a grocery co-op, and...
Now, the food co-op, is that going to have some organic food as well?
Well, as a shareholder, as a member, that's part of my input into what's going to happen. But definitely, I'm all about local sourcing food and certainly organic whenever possible. That needs to be encouraged.
Why is that important to you? Why? What's the I guess either the motivating factor, or what do you find valuable as it relates to organic food?
Well, for me, it's not just about the food I eat. I go back to Nona Gaia, to Mother, my grandmother Earth. And she's been making food for us and all life for a lot longer than us two-leggeds have been around, or at least that's the way it the story unfolds for me. And I figure, why mess with a good thing? And not only that, but when we start adding chemicals to the soil and to the plants, we're compromising the earth. We're adding those things to the earth, and there's harm that can be done there to the soil itself, to the water, to the air, and then ultimately to the food that we end up eating. And so why not grow things in unison and in partnership with the earth in the way that is good for everyone and all life? Rather than potentially compromising and poisoning ourselves.
That makes sense. And, in terms of, we talked a little bit earlier about you had an interest in social justice. Is that something that is a driving force for you as you have created a business and created opportunities for women to be able to express themselves in a forum that's inviting within your location?
Again, long story. But I can say ever since I was a teenager, the whole idea of social, economic, political, and then some justice and fairness and equity has been important to me. It's something that over the past 5 or 6 years has taken on a life of its own for me. But yeah, we live in times where, you know, there's so many people that, you know, work so hard and do so much and come home and collapse and then start all over again. And they don't have any time for themselves. And well, anyway, I could go on and on and on. But in terms of holistic life and holistic right. wellness, things need to be equitable for all of us to live. And so, yeah, justice, social justice for me is a big motivator.
Yeah, and getting back to just holistic wellness, because that's actually the kind of the driving force for your walk in the woods, that's encompassing everything, by definition, holistic, encompassing everything that can hopefully bring somebody to a period or a feeling of wellness. That's what your driving force is.
I mean, from a selfish perspective, I can only be well, feel well, if you feel well and are well, and that the earth feels well and is well. And for me, all these things are connected. And so for things to be fair and equitable and in a place of justice, I feel a commitment to make sure that do my part in making sure as much as possible that those things are happening, even in my own little tiny world.
You know what? If just before we wrap up, I just want to ask, in terms of walk in the woods, where do you see walk in the woods growing? Because you've already experienced some growth within just a couple of years that I visited your first studio to now. Do you see it growing even further, or is it something where you just might grow events within the Walk in the Woods, location?
Yeah. That's a good question. And given this time of year for me, this autumn time that you mentioned, it's a time of contemplation for me, and it is some of the things I'm thinking about. And in terms of just my own philosophy on life, I see change as inevitable. You know, for me, sure. I refer to change and evolution as my most constant companion in life. So, yeah, things will evolve and grow with me and with Walk in the Woods. And one of the things I'm looking at is how I can pull more community and what's called community activism into the work that I do. You know, bringing even my herbalist students and clients together to maybe work on a project where we can send something out to a group of people in need or to be of service in some way to the greater good.
Well, the greater good, that you can't think of I can't think of a better way to conclude our conversation than that phrase, for the greater good, because Walk in the Wellness is a location that focuses on the holistic wellness needs of the community. So, Rosemary, for people to find out more information about Walk in the Woods, what are some of the ways that they can find it?
Well, I have, a website such as it is, walkinthewoodsllc.com, but you can also find me on Facebook, on yep. Instagram, and a host of other places, but those are three key places.
Okay, so for people to find out more information, they can type in Walk in the Woods LLC. You can find, especially on Facebook, as well as your website, find out more information. And, of course, if they are in the area, they can always go to the Whiting Mills, especially during those times that we've defined, whether it's the third Sunday, whether it's the fourth Saturday, or any of the other events that might be of interest to the listener. Rosemary, I want to thank you for coming in to talk to us on Nutmeg Chatter.
And I want to thank you, Joe, for having me. It's been fun.
It's been great. Nutmeg Chatter is a production of WAPJ, Torrington Community Radio. Some of the music has been provided by the Jingle Punks, courtesy of YouTube Royalty Free Music, so we thank them for that. Please stay tuned for more programming on WAPJ, Torrington Community Radio. We want to thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed the chat.